This is episode 83 of Unstuck. Today, we're busting through those money blocks that are keeping you stuck. This is part one. Let's get into it. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Unstuck. I'm Sean, your host, and this is your safe space to do the work, to become unstuck, to grow personally and professionally, and to just really step into that next level version of you. We do it all here on Unstuck. So happy to have you here. Today, we are kicking off a two-parter. I'm going to break this up into two separate episodes, and it's all going to be focused on money, that money in your bank account or the lack of money in your bank account. And this is really in honor of my brand spanking new revamped Empower Intensive coaching opportunities. I have one coming up for you this month in February 2021 around money and how to become a money magnet, which really all you have to do to become a money magnet, well, I won't say all because it's kind of a lot of things, but you have to first understand those blocks that you have around money, the limiting beliefs, the stories, the things that you're carrying around about money, reframe those, reprogram your subconscious mind, and get into the flow of abundance that is right in front of you. That is what we are going to do together over the course of just 7 days. Believe it or not, it can only take 7 days to do all of that if you are really committed and you really go through the process and you use the proper tools. Now, the proper tools are where I come in because I have those tools and I will teach you those tools and we will go through those tools together so that, yes, in just 7 days, you can step into this version of you that is a money magnet, that has a whole different relationship with money, that feels positivity and excitement for the money that is flowing to them. And if you want more money in your bank account, I mean, I think a lot of us probably do. That'd be pretty great, right? If you want more money in the bank account, well, then you have gotten into the right place for that to come in. You are no longer blocking that. So if that sounds like something that you'd be interested in, first of all, continue to listen to this episode because we're going to go through some of these blocks that you are currently facing that is keeping this from not being your reality. So keep listening, but then also head to seanminor.com/empower and get yourself on the wait list so that you can get into this 7-day intensive coaching experience. We're going to do some live virtual coaching together. We're going to do some reprogramming of the subconscious mind using specific tools I learned in NLP. We're going to do some hypnotherapy. We're going to do some EFT tapping. We're going to do just a bunch of amazing things that in 7 days will completely rewire what you got going on up there in your subconscious mind when it comes to money. SeanMinor.com/empower. The kickoff is February 22nd. We will start taking names, getting people on the list to get in on that starting February 12th. That is the day that you can expect an email from me if you are on the VIP waitlist with your chance to join in on this coaching experience. So the live coaching call is February 22nd. If you can't make it, of course, there's always the option for a replay, a recording of that to watch when you can. And then that whole week, we're going through the process. And I would say expect to spend 15 to 30-45 minutes per day on this transformation. So doesn't take a long time, but it is focused attention for that 15 to 30 minutes every day for 7 days. And then you have lifetime access to everything we do, all the tools that you learn, you have lifetime access to that. And there you go. So in honor of this coaching experience, I wanted to take a few episodes prior to that to call out some of these money blocks that a lot of us have. And we'll talk about who has them and why they have them. But I want to go through some of these most popular, most common blocks that you might be having when it comes to money and kind of debunk them. Let's bust through them. Let's call them out. Let's see them for what they really are. And if you identify with any of what I'm talking about over the next few episodes, well, then you know where you need to be to really break free from these and to get into that flow of abundance and to have a better, healthier, stronger, more positive relationship with money. So that's why we're doing it. Let's get into this one today. These are going to be the first four most common, they're not in any sort of order, but just as I was thinking them up, basically, most common money blocks that I see people have. I will let you know straight away. I think I had all of these, pretty much all of them, not too long ago. It's only been 3.5 years, maybe 4 years, since I really started working on my money mindset. As a lot of you know, but I'll kind of share a little backstory here. The whole reason I got into working on my money mindset, my abundance mindset, everything basically that I've done up until this point, all stemmed from that first initial idea to work on my mindset and my energetic vibration when it came to my physical body and getting my health back. Just as a reminder, I know a lot of you know this already, but for those that are new, so that all kicked this off. And then once I started seeing improvements in my health that had otherwise been pretty stagnant or just taking a really long time to heal and get through everything and feel better, I started seeing some really significant shifts in my energy level, in how my physical body felt as far as pain and my sleep issues and things like that started to resolve. And then I just came to the conclusion that, hey, this really is actually doing something for me. This stuff actually works. Why don't I apply it to all the other areas of my life that are also completely sucky right now, which was pretty much everything. At that time, I was in debt. I was single and not wanting to be single. And my business was not thriving. I was barely, I wasn't really making ends meet because I was going into debt. So you get the idea. Things were not happening. And then just chipped away at all of these other areas of my life using this mindset work and these energetic tools. And lo and behold, everything started turning around. And when it comes to my money mindset in particular, just again, brief background, I was very fortunate to come up in a family. Like my childhood, we were middle class, like very comfortable middle class. Both my parents had stable jobs and I didn't want for anything. Now, that being said, the money talk and the money beliefs that my parents had that I know also came from their parents and probably beyond was still there. Money was talked about a lot. We definitely had the kind of thought process that money doesn't grow on trees. You have to work hard to make money. So you have to get the best grades and go to the best schools and do all this stuff so that you can make enough money. And so my whole trajectory up until I decided to just go against all of it and do my own thing was to work hard to get the grades, to go to the school, to get the job, to get the promotion, to make money. And just there was always this feeling of lack, like at any moment we could run out of money, never have money again. We had to save money. We had to only buy things that were on sale. You know, my friends were going to the mall to buy their clothes. I was being taken to this place called Value City. I'm pretty sure it's only in Flint, Michigan. So if you are a Michigander and you've been to Flint, then you might know of Value City. I don't know if it's still there. This is like 20 years ago. more than that. So that was what was happening. That was what I was exposed to. And so even though I never wanted for anything, I didn't come up in an underprivileged space or in poverty or anything like that, I had these blocks to money, to how I viewed money, to the relationship I had with money, to the emotions that came up for me when I thought about money, when I was around money, when I was trying to figure out how to spend my money and how to save my money. There was just a lot of negative stuff, like a lot of just like baggage when it came to money. And then I find myself $20,000 in debt because, you know, through a combination of having a business that was not really succeeding, I was massively undercharging. I know I've talked about this quite a bit. Massively undercharging for my services. Like I just don't even know what was going through my head at that point, now that I am years away from it. And, you know, having to have all these expenses that come up when you are running your own business and not being able to cover those expenses. So putting them on my shiny new business credit card. So a combination of that and then also getting sick and not having traditional medicine be able to help me. So having to pay out of pocket to get help from a more functional naturopathic way. So the combination of those two meant I had a lot of debt. And at that point, I started thinking, hey, maybe this will work on my money. Like, I have to get out of this debt. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just signed paperwork on this apartment that I cannot afford. What the heck am I going to do? So I remember so clearly going on a walk, starting to listen to the book, You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero, and stopping in my tracks while on a walk listening to this book with just these like light bulb after light bulb after light bulb moments at seeing how clearly I was like repelling money simply by the way that I was thinking, acting, believing, speaking about money. And this was the first time that I had realized the limiting beliefs that I had about money and all these things that I was taught as a child before I even knew what money was or even had my own money about finances. And now carrying those into my adult life without any idea, you know, just lodged into my subconscious, these ideas and thoughts and beliefs about money. And now they were affecting my life and my financial situation and making it not so great, I guess you could say, at minimum. So that's just a little bit about my background. And then once I was able to really see all of this clearly and start doing this work, and I'll tell you that I'd say money mindset work is probably the stuff I still do the most, because I do mindset work every single day still to this day, and I will for the rest of my life. And money is the stickiest. It's the stuff that keeps coming back, or new things bring it up. Even as you start making more money, like different beliefs come up. And so it's a work in progress for sure, but I will tell you that once I was actually able to see this in action and take some steps to change it, not only did my like actual physical bank account change, which it absolutely did, and I haven't had any debt since, obviously besides my investments, my mortgage and things like that, but my relationship with money is what really changed monumentally. And just like I said, those thoughts, but really the emotion that I carried around money and understanding how much stress and worry and fear was being caused by money, and how to get out of that, get around that, and have these thoughts that were more supportive of a healthy relationship with money. That is what has changed so significantly for me. And in turn, obviously created way less stress and way more of these positive vibes when it comes to my finances. So that is my story. That is why I'm now here teaching you and talking to you about this money stuff, because it's important. It's important for all of us. And that leads me to like, who has money blocks? Who has limiting beliefs around money? Who has a maybe rocky relationship with money? Probably the vast, vast, vast majority of us. Because of the world we live in, because of how society has put this weight and this emotion around money. We are just growing up in a world, growing up, you know, living through, obviously we're grown up at this point, I think most of us, but living in a world that is heavy when it comes to money and puts so much weight and so much pressure and so many stories and so many beliefs around money. So most likely those have carried on to you to some degree, whether it be through your parents, your upbringing, your grandparents, your friends, anybody else that was around and talking to you about money, or even not talking to you, but you being in the same room as they discuss money when you were a child, or what you have seen on TV or in commercials or in magazines when you were growing up or even still today, how your partner now views money. Is that seeping into how you view money? So these are all things that contribute to these money blocks, and often without us even knowing or realizing or thinking much about it. And now we have work to do. So that is who might be needing this chat we're about to have. All right, we're going to start with a quote as always. This is from Harv Eker or Eker. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that, but it says, if you want to change the fruits, you must first change the roots. If you want to change the visible, you must first change the invisible. I just adore this. I'll read it again one more time. If you want to change the fruits, you must first change the roots. If you want to change the visible, you must first change the invisible. This is really everything that we do here on Unstuck. And now that we're talking specifically about money, the fruits can be the money, the finances you actually see. You must first change the roots, or that invisible, or the inner work, for the outer to start coming together. And that's everything we do here. So thought that was really pertinent to what we're talking about today. I do have a few caveats that I want to put into these money conversations. I think the first thing is that I want you to be comfortable talking about money and wanting money and wanting to make more money and wanting to make a lot of money. I want you to understand that that is okay, that it is more than okay. That's a great thing. And we're going to talk about why that's a great thing. You don't have to shy away from wanting more money, from talking about wanting more money, from doing the work so that you can make more money. That is available to you. Money is available to you. Making more money is available to you. And it is okay to want that. And it is okay to accept that in. So that's the first thing that I want to say. So we're going to kind of break this stigma of you can't talk about money, you can't talk about wanting more money, it's shameful to want more money is going to make you a bad person. We'll go over that stuff here in the next few episodes, but I just wanted to put that out there right here, right now, in case this conversation is already making you feel uncomfortable, and in case those limiting beliefs are already coming up for you to say, I don't need to make more money. I don't actually want it. I'm fine. I've got what I want. It's fine. We're good. Just know that if you truly want more zeros on the end of your bank account statement, that's okay. That's more than okay. And then the second caveat that I want to make is really just also bringing to light the topic and the reality that is poverty being a real issue in our world, and unfair discrimination and unfair privilege in this world that makes a difference in what you have access to in order to build wealth and get into a financial reality that is something you want. I do recognize that. I want you all to know that I recognize that, and that there are different levels of privilege that make things harder or easier for some. But I regardless, want to share that this message is about building a better relationship with money, which is helpful to every single one of us. And I will say that if you're listening to this, then I would guess that probably means that you at least have access to the internet and or a phone. And that means that you are not living in this extreme poverty, which does plague much of our world. So that also means that you have the ability to take the abundance you experience and use it to create more abundance in other areas of the world for the people that need it most. And if you are someone with privilege, then that means that you can use your abundance to help bring up others in an underprivileged space. Now, this is not meant to sound like an act of saviorism or anything like that, but simply that when good people make more money, they create more good. And when I know you all listening, you are good people, and you want, part of the reason that you want more abundance and more wealth is to spread more love, to be able to help others in a better, more significant way. I know that's a big part of it. So all of this to say that, yes, I understand there are disparities, but the work that we're doing here on money mindset is important for every single one of you and will only go to spread more wealth throughout everyone. Okay, so I wanted to put that out there. Okie dokie, money blocks. What are they? Well, I think you all know, but we'll talk about it quickly. They're limiting beliefs around money that are tucked away in your subconscious mind that keep you both out of alignment with your conscious desires around money and also block the universal flow of abundance. That's why I call them money blocks versus limiting beliefs around money, money stories. I kind of use all of that interchangeably, but I really like the words money blocks because it is literally blocking you. It's blocking you from the level of your mind, your conscious versus subconscious. It's like there's this steel door in between the two and you are completely out of alignment. Like your conscious mind wants to make $100,000, your subconscious mind, those money blocks within there tell you it's not possible, it's never going to happen, and will not show you the way. And then also, there's also this steel door in front of you where you are in a space of abundance. We live in an abundant universe, and it's all around you. But every time you have those thoughts, those beliefs, and take action on those thoughts and beliefs, steel door, that steel door comes up and you have you're in this little box of lack or scarcity. That's how I think of it. It's kind of my visual in case that works for you too. So in essence, that's what money blocks are. That's how I talk about it. That's how I think about it. And so hopefully that helps you understand if you have them, and if you do, what they are actually doing from both the level of the subconscious mind, so a more practical level, but then also a more spiritual, quote unquote, woo-woo level of this universal flow of abundance that you are not in. You are out of that flow. So as I said, how do you know if you have money blocks? Well, if you're human, you probably do. It's normal. It's okay. As I said, I have had almost all of them, I think, that we're going to talk about over the next few weeks. They did not come from you in a lot of cases. They are not even things you know you're carrying around. They are subconscious. They have come from generations before us. And in that regard, they came from back when we did have ancestors who went through the Great Depression, and we had people that had to work hard to make ends meet, like farming and manufacturing. And those actually were true statements at some point, and then continued on through the generations to now be where you're still carrying around stories that were true from the Great Depression when that isn't the case, or you're still carrying around stories that were true when we didn't have technology and internet and things like that that have completely changed the game and how hard you have to work to make money and that kind of thing. So just when you're doing this work, becoming more aware of what has been passed down from generation to generation and what your family members may have shared with you that potentially was true for them but is no longer true now. Now let's look at how money blocks show up in our lives. It's not just that the people who can't make ends meet, who are living paycheck to paycheck, who are in debt, who spend frivolously and have no control over their money, or who hoard their money and think they have to save every penny. There's a lot of other ways that money blocks can show up, even for people who on the outside seem to have their finances together. So let's go through some of these. Money blocks can also look like not making the money you want, quite simply. If you want, and as I said, it is more than okay to want to make more money than you are currently making, no matter what you're making now or no matter how much more money you want to make, that doesn't matter. It's all okay. If you are not making the money that you want, then money blocks are at play. If you don't think it's possible to make the money you want, money blocks are at play. If you think you have to work hard to make money and that to make more money means you have to work harder or more hours. So you have the belief that you have to work hard to make money. So then if you want to make more money, well, then that means that you have to put in more hours or work even harder. If money stresses you out, if you're worried about running out of money someday, for specifically for those in business, if you feel weird asking for money and or taking money, or if you have a hard time charging appropriately for your services or being able to price yourself accordingly, if you're not getting paid appropriately at your job but are afraid to ask for a raise or say anything, if you hoard money or overspend, these are all different ways that money blocks can show up. That's just a sampling too. There's plenty of others, but maybe now you're starting to see how your relationship with money is getting in the way of what you actually want and the peace that you want to feel and the freedom and the abundance and whatever you feel like having that specific amount of money would bring. Okay, we're getting into the money blocks. We'll try to get through probably three or four today and then finish up the other four or five next week. The first one is the belief that you have to work hard to make money. We just talked about that, but let's go into it a little deeper. Because for me, this was my biggest one, as I talked about in sharing my own personal money mindset story. And it's still something I have to work on regularly. I think part of it is because I'm a manifesting generator and I love to work, especially when I enjoy what I do. And as I think you all know and can tell by this podcast, my business is my complete joy. I love everything about it. And so I like working. I love to work on my business, but that doesn't mean that's always what's best. And I have to also make sure that I'm working because I want to, or because I'm in the flow, or because it feels good, and not because I'm worried about the money that I'm making, or I feel like I have to do it in order to reach the next income level or anything like that. So it's still something I work on regularly, definitely my biggest one growing up. And like I said too, this is something where probably at some point it was true that we did have ancestors, we did have a generation, you know, a previous generation where they did have to work hard to make money. And it was this tit for tat thing where the more hours I put in, the more money I get paid. And this is the only way that I can make money. And you just had to spend more hours at work. And I would say that if I think about it, I bet that there were still plenty of people, even in that era, who were finding other ways to make more money and to make different deals and to do different things. But let's just say that, as an example, back when manual labor was the main source of income, machinery and technology weren't quite a thing yet, hadn't been developed. So you had manual labor as your means to make an income. You did have to work hard to make more money. The thing is, we're still carrying that around from generation to generation to generation when it doesn't apply any longer. In fact, I have found out, and this always shows up in my business time and time and time again, and I just told you that I have a tendency to work a lot because I love it, but I do also have to check in with myself and make sure that it's not because I think it's going to make me more money, because I have now found that the less I work, the more money I make. For me, in my business, the less I work, especially when I'm trying to effort things, if I'm in the flow, I'm in the flow and there's no stopping it. But if I have to effort some things, then that usually means I am actually going to end up having a harder time with the cash flow. Whereas when I let it flow and I work less and I take time off and I just wait for inspiration, I make more money. And the more I automate things in my business, which if you're not in the online business space, you may not know what that means, but you can assume that if I'm automating things, it means things are happening automatically without me touching anything and I have it all set up to do so, the more money I make. So the less I touch things or the less I try, or the less effort I put into it, the more I flow with it, the more money I make. And this also means because the less I'm actually working, the more time I have to spend getting into alignment, doing things that feel aligning for me. So then I have less resistance. I have more flow. I have more ideas. I have more inspiration. And so when I do work, it comes from that place, which means it's going to bring in abundance. I am in the flow of abundance at that point. So from a very practical standpoint, just with how technology is these days, and it's probably only going to get more and more so every single day as it passes, the internet, the amount of automation ability that we do have in our lives and our business, there is just endless, endless opportunities to make money without adding in more hours or working your tail off. Yeah, it may take some effort at the beginning. It may take some additional hours to get things up and running or to have this idea and turn it into reality. But then you have this thing that makes money and it doesn't require more work. It may require smarter work, more work done in flow, but it doesn't necessarily equal more hours or working harder. So you can have, there's so much ability to have a side hustle. Even if you're in a space in your career where making more money there isn't an option, there is a place to have a side hustle and make money on your hobby that you now turned into a little mini business. There's just, I mean, the opportunities to make money are different than they were back then. So it does not mean any longer that working harder is required to make more money. So even if you're in this hourly position where, yeah, it's like, yeah, if I do want to make more money, I have to work more hours. Can you think outside of the box to say, I don't want to work harder. I don't want to work more hours at my job. How else can I call in abundance? Especially with what's at my fingertips in the form of technology and social media and the internet and just all of these things that we have that really keep us connected with the outside world today. So it's a nice perk to having social media and internet and all those good things. So for me, and this being my biggest belief that I had, I really had to see this in action. So I had to kind of do the work to really use what I had at my fingertips take advantage of how the world works today and how the internet and technology works today, apply it to my business, and then start seeing that I was making money while I was on vacation, while I was sleeping, while I was watching Netflix, when I was out on a hike with my family. I would come home and I would have made money. And I'm not saying any of this to brag or anything like that, but I'm saying it to show you that that was how I started, because basically what it was doing was proving it wrong. It was proving that limiting belief wrong, that I had to work hard to make money when I would actually be not working at all and make more money. And so if this is a case where that's something that you have going on for you too, it may be where you can just start pushing forward, take the action steps necessary to prove that wrong and get it to a point where you do see that making more money doesn't mean more hours worked. So I was reading a few weeks ago, and it's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I don't remember the author at the moment, but really good book, an old book, but really good. And this conversation we're having now just reminded me of it. So I pulled it up on my phone because I want to share it with you all. If ever there is a really good quote that I love in a book, not only do I highlight it, but I also take a screenshot of it on my phone for easy access whenever I need it. Just an FYI, if that's something that sounds like something you'd want to do too. So this is, as I said, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Your subconscious mind is never short of ideas. There are within it an infinite number of ideas ready to flow into your conscious mind and appear as cash in your pocketbook in countless ways. Isn't that so, so good? I shared that with the ladies in the Unstuck Entrepreneur that day because I thought it just was so powerful and so good and so true that you have an unlimited number of ideas and ways to make more money. It's just that your conscious mind is blocking it. And so as soon as we can get into this flow and when you start doing this work, even if right now you're like, there is no way I could start a side hustle. There is nothing I have that is of service to anyone else that I could charge for, blah, blah, blah. Start doing this work. Don't worry about it so much. And then see what comes up for you as you step into the flow of abundance, as your conscious mind and your subconscious mind start connecting with each other in being this abundant, wealthy person. And then the ideas will come. And just one shameless little plug here for my program, Unstuck Entrepreneur, for anyone who wants a business or has a business and wants to make it work for them. If this talk about automation and making money while you're out on a hike or on vacation or sleeping is of interest to you, we learn how to do that. I teach my method for doing that in Unstuck Entrepreneur. So not only do we go through all of these limiting beliefs and really get them out on the table and see them for what they are and start working through them, but there also is this practical level of business where I teach you how to do all the stuff that it is aligning for you and your business. So just a little shameless plug there. You can head to seanminer.com/unstuckbiz, B-I-Z, to get on the wait list for the next round of Unstuck Entrepreneur. Okay, here we go. Number two, your money block. Number two, money doesn't grow on trees. Again, another big one for me. This was the message I got in my house growing up pretty much on a daily basis. We were also talking about the lack of money, the possibility of not having money, even though we did have money. It just felt very much like it was a finite resource that if we didn't save, if we didn't buy all the things that were on sale, if we didn't try to get the cheapest of everything, we were going to run out. For me, as an adult, this led to being afraid to spend money, never buying things I wanted or anything that meant something to me, never buying myself nice things. I just had this kind of almost hoarding mentality. And it also showed up as me being scared to take in money for fear that it would go away. And just so many different things now that I can see, these action steps I had that just made it so that I never had enough money. I was always concerned about money, so I was always just getting by. So here's the thing. No, money doesn't grow on trees. But it is even better than that, all around you. Money is everywhere. Money is all around us. Abundance. We live in an abundant world. You can reach out and grab abundance. So it is not a finite resource because it is simply a form of energy. Like we talk about here on Unstuck all the time, everything is just energy. The chair you're sitting on, your heart, your hair, and the money in your pocket, which, let's be honest, not a whole lot of us are carrying around physical cash these days. I'm pretty sure it's now, there's some sort of statistic that shows like 93% of money is all electronic, like it's just numbers on your phone, and only 7% is in physical cash, like paper and coins. So that just shows it's like we put so much just weight and so much energy and so much emotion on this thing that is just like nothing. It's just numbers on your phone. Isn't that just so crazy? And when we think in terms of it being energy, it's a really special form of energy in a good way because it is what we use to exchange for another form of energy. So I exchange my electronic money. I tap my card and I get a latte. I tap my card and I get groceries for the week. I tap my card and I get a sweater. So that's all it is. It's like we put so much extra weight and just like heaviness and meaning behind what money is when really all it is a way for us to exchange. Back in the day, they used like rocks. They used different types of food. They used animals to exchange for something else, for food or animals or clothes, whatever. And so thank goodness we decided to switch it up to paper and coins and then now eventually electronics where I'm just tapping a card. So I don't have to lug around a freaking sheep to go get my latte, right? Like, thank goodness. So this is all, like, if we can just take a step back and see what it is that we are actually giving so much of our power to, it seems a little nuts because it's just a form of energy in the same way that you are a form of energy, in the same way that everything that you are using money to purchase is a form of energy. And because it is a form of energy, that also means that it is in a constant state of flow. All energy is always in motion, including money. So money is in a constant state of flow. It needs to move. And to put yourself in that state of flow, to keep it moving, you have to be a part of that movement. You cannot be blocking that flow, and the beliefs block that flow, which means picture this: money is moving in this like boomerang around you, like back and forth. It's like in this cyclone. And you can either be in that really lovely, beautiful, feels amazing cyclone where you always have abundance and the wealth that you desire, or you can be out, take a step outside of it and be watching this beautiful cyclone. It's like sparkly, and this is, I'm picturing this for you guys. Hopefully you're picturing this too. This beautiful, sparkly, warm flow in front of you, and you're currently out of it. You're blocked. You have that steel door in front of you so that you cannot access that flow because of these beliefs. So if you're in debt, if you're not making enough money right now, if you're not able to pay your bills, or you're living paycheck to paycheck, or your bills take all of your cash, instead of seeing it as the fact that there isn't enough money and that money is finite, money might be coming to an end at any moment, the wealthy are hoarding all the money, I would say instead to go inward. And this really goes for anybody. Just do this. Everybody just do this. Go inward and see how you may be at cause for this in your life. Remember, we had that episode on being at cause. Really, really important episode. Go back and listen to it if you haven't already. I will link it in the show notes. I don't remember the episode number offhand, but you can and should be applying the same technique to your financial situation. So instead of blaming the external world for the money you do or don't have, go inward and ask yourself how you may be at cause for this situation in your life. It will give you the answers of how to get out, how to get into an abundance mindset, how to start attracting the wealth that you want, that you need to get out of that situation. It really will, but you have to be the one at cause first. You have to go inward and you have to do that work and you have to change your relationship, change your identity, get rid of those limiting beliefs or weaken them at least, and step into the flow of abundance, which is all things that we will do in 7 days. All it takes is 7 days with the Become a Money Magnet coaching series. All right, the third one, this is the last one we'll do today because of course I'm talking way too much. It's not possible for me to make a lot of money. It's not possible for me to make a lot of money. Now, this kind of behind the scenes could be seen as, or really is saying, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. I'm not worthy of making a lot of money. I don't deserve to make a lot of money. So I really hope that you can see just in looking at those words or hearing those words, how you would be immediately blocking all chances of you making more money. You are installing that version of you into your subconscious mind so it will continue to operate as the person who isn't possible to make more money. It will continue to prove that true. So you will continue to see all the ways and act upon all the ways that you are not worthy of making more money. You don't deserve to make more money. It's not possible for you to make a lot of money. So not only that, but you are also literally telling the universe that you don't want money. You're saying, no, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. It's not possible. So I'm good. I'm good. You just send that away. All that possible money I could be making, just nope, I'm good. Send it off. Give it to someone else. That's what you are. Those words, those beliefs, and again, you may not know this is what you are doing. This is where going within, figuring this stuff out is so important because we have those limiting beliefs and we don't know them and we are blocking any chance of us seeing all the abundance that the universe has to offer us. So a thing to do here, a little question to ask yourself or a little exercise to do is to say why. Why not you? Ask yourself, come up with a thing. Say, I want to make $1 million. You're going to feel that little tug of like, nope, that's not possible. I can't make $1 million. Are you serious? Then ask yourself, why not me? Why not me? You may have some stories that come up. I'm not educated enough. I don't have anything special to offer. I can't make it that far up in my career in my business. Just list those things out. This is a really good journaling exercise. List those things out because those are really deep limiting beliefs that go beyond just this. It's not possible for me to make a lot of money. It goes into that stuff of I'm not worthy. I don't deserve. I'm not educated enough, blah, blah, blah. So those are the real stories. Those are the real money blocks that you have. Why not you? Because you know what? You are worthy. You are deserving. You are enough, just as you are right this moment, to make as much money as you want. Period. End of story. You deserve it. You are worthy. Whatever you want, whatever that dollar amount is, or however much money per year you want to make, or per week, or per month, whatever it is, You are worthy and deserving of it right now, just as you are. It's just a matter of stepping into your abundance mindset so you can get into the flow of creating that for yourself. That's all it is. And one of the best things to do specifically for this one is to prove it wrong, because I'm sure that if you really tried, and it might not even be that hard, you can think of lots of millionaires and billionaires that really aren't super duper crazy special or talented or smart or anything like that. Yeah, like they have their own things, but they're not like geniuses, or they're not like crazy super talented once in a lifetime singers or anything like that. But they made a lot of money simply because they believed that they could, and they took advantage of the endless flow of abundance that is all around them. They believed they could, so they did. That's what it takes. Okay, I'm going to leave you with that. I hope this gives you some things to think about, some journaling perhaps to do, to really just, if I would say one thing this week before we talk again next week about the other five money blocks, just start noticing the thoughts that come up about money, how you act around money, and most importantly, what you say. What do you say when it comes to money? Do you say things like, I can't afford, that's too expensive, I could never make that much, that's a lot of money to try to make, that's a lot of money to spend? What do you say? And could you, when you say those things, could you see how that could be blocking the flow? So is what you say coming from a place of abundance and knowing that that flow, that beautiful sparkly cyclone is right in front of you? Are you in that cyclone, or are you out? Does what you say take you closer to that cyclone or bring you further away? Okay, that will do it for this episode. Again, remember, check out next week. We are going to go through the other five. And if you're already starting to see like, hey, I got some work to do, I need to get rid of this money stuff so I can start making the money I actually really truly want, join me. SeanMiner.com/empower. You will have a chance for a week-long coaching intensive opportunity with me that will give you all the tools, and we'll do it all together. And I'd love to have you. So sign up to be notified over there, SeanMiner.com/empower. All right, my friends, until next time, take care.